when you first parak of Shabbos Mishnah Beis. We learned before counted the basis of davar also, which means if somebody intentionally put mukta on something which is not mukta, intending to leave it there on Shabbos, the, not only is it also to move the mukta, but let's say put on the table will also be mukta, unless he had something that was mukta on the table that was worth more than the davar also. But what happens if you forgot it? If you forgot the mukta on a table or any other surface or thing, it does not become a basis. Even so, you should not carry the table together with the stone on top of it if you can shake it off. So that's what our mission is telling us. If you have a stone on top of a jug, mata al sida v'inafel, you should tilt it off before you move the jug, because, like we said, if you can shake it off, you should shake it off. This jug was amongst other earthenware jugs, so if you're going to tilt off the stone, it's going to break the jug next to it, so you don't have an option of shaking it off. Then you'll have to pick it up and move it away and then tilt it off. In other words, once again, you're supposed to minimize indirect tilt of mukta. So if you can shake off the mukta right away, shake it off. If you cannot shake it off either because it's going to break something near it, or you just need that area, you need that floor space for something else, or even if you're afraid you're going to damage, if you have a camera on top of something, you're going to shake it off, you're going to break the camera, you're also not required to shake it off. So in case you're allowed to carry the heter with the mukta on top of it, and then when you get to a place you can shake it off over there, you shake it off in another place. Yeah. Moy shel gabi akar, the same thing applies for money on top of a pillow. Noy is akar, they noyfus, you also, you want to move the pillow with one medication. Once again, he didn't intentionally leave it there, he forgot it there. So he's allowed to, if he wants to move the pillow, he shakes off the pillow and the money falls off. It's a new halacha. Until now we're talking about halacha of the mukta, now we're talking about halacha of kibbutz. Kibbutz means you're not allowed to clean off a garment and even certain types of leather is also offered to clean on Shabbos. So if you have this pillow that is made out of some cloth and it had some like a phlegm or some other type of filth on it, so it says mekasel b'smatut, you're allowed to wipe it off with a towel or some other type of shmata, but you're not allowed to put water on it, because even without scrubbing, without self putting water on a garment is considered kibbutz midaraisa, also midaraisa. Hoyzeh shel or, if it was made out of leather, which is something that doesn't absorb the lichlus as much, then noislem aleh mayim mashatichl, you might actually pour water on it. But to rub it, to get off the lichlus that's on it, together with the water, that is also even by soft leather, because they have still a certain nature. I'm not similar to a garment. So once again, a garment, you now let's put water on to clean it off, even if you do not scrub it or rub it or anything. Leather, you're allowed to wash it off with water, and provided it's soft leather that you don't rub the leather against itself.